Hi, my name's Emma Szymanski, and you're on the Rock and Roll Britannia Show with RDU 98.5 FM. We've got Stingy Hooligan in the studio right now from the Butlers. Hi, Stingy. He's wearing his mask. Do you want to talk to about your mask, Stingy?
Yeah. I mean, what's the kind of...
I don't know why you got a mask, because your hair looks absolutely beautiful, and I can imagine if it's out, it'd probably look really beautiful. My daughter's got beautiful curly hair like that.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, make sure she keeps it that way, because it's... You always just want what you can't have.
I want your mask, but I can have your mask. tell us a bit about the music that you do. You're on keys and sax?
Yeah. Like, instrumental, a little bit of keys, and like, yeah, a little bit attempted sax. It's good. I mean, it's pretty fun to be able to play, like, get into an originals kind of...
Yeah,
and stuff like that. Because I never really saw myself as a originals kind of writer or anything like that. But going through the Butlers has kind of brought that out of me, which is nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what's the next guest the Butlers are playing?
We're playing at Currents, Le Currents, I think it is.
Yeah,
that Walt in the band, he curated the music for.
Nice.
Which is pretty awesome. Yeah, it's good to see a brother doing that kind of stuff. Hey, he's got some good line, he's got some good acts on there.
Yeah,
not including us, but
what's been one of the best gigs that you've played so far? Where was it, anywhere in New Zealand that you really enjoyed and you went well?
It's actually, I've been enjoying quite a few of the gigs recently. Like us and the boys have been having quite a bit of fun playing together.
Nice.
You're a really fun group of
people, and you know, when you're on stage and stuff, you guys look like you're having a lot of fun.
It is good fun. I mean, we recently had a gig at Flux, like maybe a couple of weeks ago or something like that. And that was awesome. Zach was like the owner who runs it. That was like, it was so fun. Brad now, Bannon, I can't remember what his name is, one of the brothers from Two Minds, did heaps of work on decking it out. We had like a pinata and all this kind of stuff. So it's been quite good. But I particularly love the Isaac Theatre Royal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It was awesome, eh?
Because you played there a wee while back, didn't you?
Yeah, it's like August-y, something like that. Yeah.
And Kimono Boys opened for you, is that right?
Yeah. Kimono and There's a Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. Because I'm huge fans of you guys as well. And big crowd I saw.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised. I'm always kind of pleasantly surprised whenever I kind of play about this gig with the people who are there. So it was great. Eh? It's fun to just kind of like... to run a show from your own, not always opening. I mean, yes. I love an opening slot, don't get me wrong. It's mean to just kind of rock up, you play at the start, and then, you can chill out and party on. But it's kind of like, it's nice to actually be like, okay, this is how it's going to go, this is what it's going to look like, this is what we're planning. You get to own the stage.
Nice.
You're not kind of just sitting up in the corner next to some dude's massive rat, like, stack and stuff.
And do you watch the other bands perform before you go on?
I'm pretty chronic at, like, not doing that, sadly.
It's a bit of a cliche around that one.
Yeah. I'm pretty bad on it. The boys are really, really good. I'm just, I get so kind of, like, caught up in, like, what I'm doing beforehand and stuff. I mean, like, to be honest, I can hear them from wherever I am.
Sure.
I just don't tend to go stand out in crowds and stuff like that. But, I mean, it's kind of, if you're backstage, you can hear it all anyway. So it's just kind of that vibe,
nice.
It's always kind of hard. I find it hard to, like, party before I've got a... it's like work, I'm in a bit of a work mode. So it's kind of, like, just trying to focus, trying to, like, do that kind of thing. And then when... So it's always really annoying when we hit the last slot and there's no one after, because it's like, yeah, cool, now I can relax and, like, listen to music. And it's like, oh,
everyone's
gone.
Done. yeah.
You come out like, yeah, boys, let's get hot. And then it's just... quiet. It's just like bar staff looking at you like, come on mate, you're gonna leave.
And you talked a little bit before about which I thought was quite interesting, and it seems to be sort of a common occurrence amongst musicians about people's persona of who you actually are. I interviewed Jason from Sleaford Mods and some really pretty influential people, and you've just said the same thing about the mask. You wear the mask, and for those who don't know, he's wearing his mask right now, which is fabulous. So I'm currently interviewing a mask. I think it's a goat and similar sort of goat horns. Are you an Aries by any chance?
No.
Capricorn?
Sorry?
Capricorn?
No, Sagittarius.
Okay. Just the horns, the goat.
I see you saying,
But it's quite interesting you talk about, and I really like this, it's about how people have that persona. They try and put you in that box so they can kind of comprehend you and understand you.
And you sort of let them
do that with the whole mask and imagery, but really you're probably something completely different. Would that be about right?
I like that.
What are you like then?
What am I like then? Well, that's the homies to find out, really. Yeah.
And when you go to parties, do you take the mask off? And
yeah, I mean, like I really try and because it does get hard to kind of like when because people are like, when do you take it off and you have it on? And it's kind of like, you know,
I don't.
I like to spread the myth. You know, like I like the myth and everything. Yeah. Like, you know, I like it when it builds up and you hear all these funny little stories and myths. But it's kind of, yeah, it's like an on-site, off-site kind of thing. I mean, like, the whole goal is anonymity, so it's that idea that, like, when I'm on-site, I wear it because people will know who I am. Yeah, but I'm off-site at bars or clubs or parties, I don't wear it because it's, like, it's actually, it kind of gets me off if I go to, you know, like, gigs or whatever after, and I'll be talking to someone, and then they don't know who I am because I just don't have a mask on, even though I'm in the exact same outfit, even though I'm the only person wearing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
People will be talking to me like, yeah, yeah, or like, oh, yeah, did you hear about the Butlers? Or did you see the Butlers?
No.
I'm like, oh, nah, bro, are they all good? You know, like, yeah, it's kind of good. No, it's pretty funny.
Brilliant. All right, we're going to play some music now, and we'll come right back to you. This is the Rock and Roll Potential Show on RDU 98.5 FM. You're listening to Emma and Stingy in the studios. Hello, my name's Emma Szymanski, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Potential Show on RDU 98.5 FM. I'm here from 10 till 12 every Thursday. We play lots of amazing British music, and we have lots of people come in and talk to us. Right now, we've got Stingy Hooligan in from The Butlers, who are the headlining act at the Banks Peninsula Festival 2021. On the 20th of February next year. So we're just talking about it. It's at the beautiful Autumn Bradley Park. The signs are all gone up. Thank you to all the wonderful people who have let me put their signs up on my signs up on your fences or outside Smash Palace. Thank you, Johnny. You're amazing. So, Stingy, how did you get into music? What was it? Was it something you grew up in? Did you sort of come in that kind of environment as a child, or did your parents play? Did they play lots of music? How did you sort of come about with this?
It's kind of interesting. I mean, like, I guess I'd say I never came from like a very musical family. Like, I mean, my dad played violin up to like about grade 6-ish or so.
Wow.
When he was about like 14, but then he never kind of continued after that. He'd just do stuff like Pink Floyd and things like that.
Yeah,
but
cool.
He never kind of picked it up. We've had like people in the family, but no one's really like actually gone into it, you know, like that kind of thing. I used to go to church, I used to always love the praise and worship.
Mm.
The music behind it and stuff was really awesome. We had some like great bands, so a lot of it was like soul and things like that. So I really liked it from that perspective. Tried to kind of get into drumming a tiny wee bit, but I never got lessons or anything until I started playing saxophone in like year 10? Yeah, like 2003. When I was like 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16-ish. Yeah.
And how did you meet the guys at the Butlers? How did you guys all meet? Were you all friends?
Geordie, Walt, and George those three went to Beads. They kind of met there at music school. And then they met Brad through surfing. Walt used to teach surfing in Sumner. So they met Brad through there. They started playing. And they met me by Geordie, actually, because I used to play it every now and again. I used to terrorize Fat Eddie's when they first kind of opened up and stuff like that.
So what do you mean by terrorised? Can you elaborate on that?
Just being on
my mask there as well.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no, but I wore a few outfits every now and again. But it was more just like, you know, just being a bit of a lout and hooting around and just enjoying myself, really. I'd say I'm just having fun, but you know, people want to put a stop to that. Everyone wants to put a stop to your fun, but it was so I used to do a few gigs there, just doing like, you know, kind of cover stuff like Stevie Wonder stuff with Hornlines.
Nice.
It was really good fun. And Geordie saw me play and he came up to me, and from what I remember, I was really cooked. And so he came up to me, he's like, bro, you know, that sounded great. We're looking for a horn player because our one's in Australia to record a track. Would you be keen to do it? And I'm always like, yeah, sure thing, man. I mean, like, 9 times out of 10, whenever you get into these yarns in a bathroom and you're pretty cooked, nothing really comes out of it. But it's always good to say yes, you know? It's always like, yeah, of course. Like, I'm up for playing music, you know? It's yeah, man, if we want to play music, let's play some music. And then he ends up ringing me, like, I think like a week later. And then he was like, oh, bro, you know, like, we're going to do a rehearsal, you know, like, we're gonna have a jam if you want to turn up. And I was like, oh yeah, that sounds good, you know. It's like, this is a few days after I'd kind of like forgotten about it all, and then I was like, oh yeah, sure, man, yeah, I'll boost around. And so boost around and rest was history, eh? Yeah, it's kind of good.
Oh, that's awesome. And have you got tracks that you really love playing that you really get into, or do you think
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just I'm like scrolling through the set list. I mean, yeah, it's always it's kind of hard, eh? Because you can't. We kind of. I'll always go through motions, you know. Sure. I'll always go through the motions of like, oh, I really like this song or stuff like that. But I've been really enjoying because we've got some new stuff coming out.
Lovely.
Yes, we've got a new track called One Flew, which will be coming out in December.
Perfect timing for the Banks Pincher Festival.
Yeah. We're trying to get some kind of newer stuff in, but we play them in the set, so it's really nice to kind of like play something a bit new. Like the newer stuff's like a little bit different from the older, so it's kind of it's been really nice to kind of. Just play a different vibe. I'm always for stuff new. I get bored quite easily, and so I'm always trying to it's a constant battle of self-discipline against boredom to trying to keep
self-discipline.
Self-discipline. It's like there are some things where it's all good, yeah. And there are a lot of other things I have zero self-discipline for. So it's that kind of thing, you know. It's like sometimes it's trying to if you're bored, I always find especially with music, because practicing is a classic.
Yeah.
If you're getting bored, you kind of it's a little bit on your own fault. I believe that if you're bored of something, you can take you can do action to make it so it's not boring. You know, if you're practicing scales all the time, you get bored. It's why are you bored? Is it because this is too easy now? Is it not something that you actually like to listen to anymore? Is it da da da? You know, you'll have a reason, and then you can change that reason and make it interesting. You know,
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm bored. You know, that doesn't really help you though.
Popped into something like that. I'm bored. So what are you listening to at the moment? What are you really liking at the moment?
Oh, good question. I am. Listening to quite a lot of I've actually been listening to quite a bit of jungle recently. Nice. I've been listening to a bit of Goldie.
Yep.
And listening to there was this old record label called Tom and Jerry, and they used to do they used to do heaps of different lots of jungle mixes. I've been getting into that with a mate called Tobin, so I've been listening to quite a bit of jungle.
I used to love Notting Hill in London, and walking around I used to go to the Notting Hill Carnival every year, and it was crazy. But I remember you walking down the streets and you can just smell incense coming out of the houses, and heavy bass lines, heavy jungle. There'd be ganging and smoke and rusters. It was just what it reminds me of, Notting Hill Carnival and the big heavy basses. And
I love that scene, watching that stuff, man. I'm like, man, I just wish I grew up, or I was born in 94. I was like, I wish I was 20 years old in 94.
It's still going on over there. You'll be fine. You got time.
I found my wee little scenes. I found them. But man,
Christchurch needs a street break. Like that.
For sure. I've always wanted to do it on
St. Pendleton. I'm thinking
on Pendleton. Maryvale.
I want those hipsters.
Next to Rangiruru. Just freaking people.
I want incense coming out of their houses.
I thought I've always wanted to is get a festival going on New Region too.
Yeah,
I reckon that's the spot, man. That would bring people to Christchurch.
I know the wonderful Emma Metrick from 27 Steps would be very happy about that, and Paul, her business partner. Those guys will be at the festival as well, doing their beautiful Rose Froze. So
oh, cool.
Yes, they're very cool people, and I believe they're on the same stretches. That chef we're talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah. What is it on Papanui Road? Eh? Yeah. Near Vesuvio and stuff.
No, completely different. Oh, anyway, that's good.
But yeah,
and
then just stuff like I recently just got. Sorry, no, I just want to say because I just got shown by a mate yesterday. My mate Brad. Moonchild. I hadn't heard of them before, but Moonchild, Moonchild, the truth was because whenever I get into a new artist, it tends to take me a song.
Yeah,
you know, you're gonna be like, what is this?
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah. You're like, what is this?
And then you become obsessed by it.
Damn. Yeah. And then that's kind of what gets you into the artist. Yeah. So Moonchild, the truth. A mate of mine showed me that, and I was like, we was in the car last night. I was like, bro, what is this? And so yeah, that's gonna be my new kind of vibe at the moment, I think.
All right, we're gonna play Moonchild. Just for you.
Oh, yes. Moonchild, the truth. It's tasty. Yes. It's very similar to Hiatus Coyote.
Yeah.
Things like that. Yeah, bit similar kinds of sound vibe, but maybe a bit more chilled.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Got it. You're listening to Emma and Stingy on RDU 98.5 FM.